Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Ha'azinu, Sabbath, give ear, give ear, give ear. We got the song of Moshe right here, here, here for this 53rd sabbatical study, for this Rastafari Shabbat Strong sabbatical study here. Ha'azinu, Ha'azinu, the prophetic song of Moshe. Is this a song mentioned in Revelation? In the Chazon of Yohanan, in Yohannes Krai, concerning the overcomers, singing word, sound, and power, the song, singing the song of Moshe. So right here, 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 for this 53rd sabbatical study, as we are counting 5 days between the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, and the Chag HaSukkot, and the Feast of Tabernacles here in the season. First things first, invocation right here. From the Kadase, from the liturgy of He Who Had the Key of Great King David, the True Church, the Confessing Church, Church of Brotherly Love of Philadelphia right here. From the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church, what is said on Saturdays. Hear this.
Shema. Kulatanya Kedame Yemibal. Said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abdara. בקוקבות שסמאי נסגית, כהולום צהי נסאי, מסקלה ברא, בקוקבות שסמאי נסגית. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari!
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars.
Jah children, shine, shine, shine. Yes, I. Word of prophecy right there, black star.
Oh, 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 oh,
The guiding star is running in the sky. The guiding star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen?
Well, I've been a Rasta from ever since, you know. But it's not how long I've been a Rasta, it's how long it takes to grow up. Because what is what is. From the beginning to the end, it can never change. So we're not Rasta from
Krishna. Running in the sky. the guiding star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen? You're not living in the world.
Radical Chant, Psalm 92, here Army Gideon featuring Ras Andessa, Shabbat Shalom, Sabbath Peace.
Yeah. So I and I children sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Baruch Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim. Baruch Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who seek in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life, and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim, who tries to keep holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all days. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercy is never ceased, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and health, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness, and blessing. life, graciousness, kindness, and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of life and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life, and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away, that your beloved ones may be delivered. Help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beth Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. In your
amen.
Torah. In
amen.
Your Torah. In
amen.
Your Torah. In
amen.
Your Torah.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burns. They have no water. Fire, fire, fire.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohim, Adonai Echad. Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty, on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Going into additional companion studies for this 53rd weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding right here the Nun Gimel, 53rd Parsha, weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding on our Rastafari sabbatical studies. And for this Shabbat Strong, we pick up with Deuteronomy XXXII, Deuteronomy, Alamed Beit, chapter 32, Ha'azinu. Now, we was pointing out Israel in the Plan of God, the book by David Barron, very, very good recommended reading and study, especially with this all-important psalm and song of Moshe, the song of Moses. This is the chapter for the Sabbath day. To read a chapter a day, well, this is the chapter for the Shabbat day, for this Shabbat day right here. Shalom, Chabarim, Shabbat Shalom, send that Salam, Yeshua Shalom, Yeshua salvation, Yeshua victory. So we have a brief analysis of this psalm based on some of the reading and feedings that we have been gleaning and meditating on from Israel and the Plan of God, a very, very important work by David Barron. So if you can get yourself a copy of that particular work, it will be well worth it, especially here at this 53rd sabbatical study, this Shabbat Strong with Ha'azinu Adimtu. Give ear, broaden the ear, give ear. Ha'azinu ha-shamayim wa-dabera, and I will speak, wa-dabera, and I will speak, dabar, the word davar, the word. We have this fifth book of Moshe, Devarim, at some point that's Devarim, the dabar, the word. So this work by David Barron, I really like to go through it, you go through it verse by verse, in some places word by word, and it's very interesting as we apply, right, in our hearts and minds to receive this. And for many of the Chabarim, at whatever point in the tride, we'll say keep on triding onward and upward, especially in the season and the reason for the season. Yes, so we have Ha'azinu. And a good portion of this particular book, speaking of Israel, that prince, right, that prince, you could say that wrestler, who has power with Elohim and, right, and with man, that prince of Elohim, that prince who wrestled with Elohim, the metaphysical implications of the name Yisrael, Israel, the man who sees the good, Yashar El, the upright of the power, the upright of the good, the true God, Israel. So Israel in the plan of Elohim, and in a particular app and application, especially in the season, the time, right, this new Hebrew, Hebraic, Ethiopian Hebrew new year that we are in, Hebraically speaking, 5779, Ethiopically speaking, from the long count to the short, 7511, the short count, 2011. That in itself right there, recognizing that as we go forward into the 400th year, we would be at the accurate, the right and exact 400 years. For the once lost, now found in this north country and throughout the countries in the Caribbean, carried beyond the trans-Ethiopic Ocean slave trade, that enslavement, the Ethiopian, the Ethiopic Ocean. So looking at and in reading and studying this psalm and this sabbatical study and giving ear, as the key words right here says, to hear, give ear, O heavens, and hear, O earth. Give ear, O heavens, and hear, O earth. Give ear, O heavens, I will speak, and let the earth hear the words of my mouth. So because of the time and the space right here, and also the divine grace, I'm going to touch on a few pointers, a few areas that hopefully will be of interest and as well would help to increase ones in their growing in grace and in that knowledge of the King of Kings Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach, the Bein Elohim Chaim, the Son of the Living Power, that Word, the Word, the Word, the Logos, the Devar, the Bar, made flesh, and to receive that seed, right, to receive that seed of the Word. So we have a brief analysis, and he says right here, this is in the first part of his introduction, Israel and the Plan of God, and like I said, that the majority of this particular book is like devoted to this one chapter here, chapter 32, the Song of Moses. In fact, just a couple of pointers, the part one of his book, Deuteronomy 32, is the focal point. He says right here in part one, the national song of Israel, Jehovah's dealing with Israel foretold. Yahweh's, he who be, who he be's, dealing with his covenant people, with Yisrael, is foretold. So here, and he has an introduction, he addresses, in his introduction, it's interesting right here, let's just point this out to y'all, in the introduction, he says, did Moses write the song? Because there's many ones and ones who say, well, this song is so sublime and so rich in so many aspects and respects that Moses could not write the song. Many of the critics in the Seclorum, the children, very, very well in the opening introduction section, which is a very good read and also reason on for the Chabad, different books and documents and how the Holy Spirit has guided us. We have, look for anything that can be useful, even for the particular Torah portion reading and feedings. And what I found to be interesting, and it's also with the Scofield Study Bible, although elsewhere it gives very copious and rich notes and points of reference, is that there wasn't too much really written up, you know, concerning this Parsha and the Song of Moses. I mean, there is stuff and there's stuff out there you can find, and some very interesting things, but nothing quite like David Barron's Israel and the Plan of God. And here at the end of the introduction, he says, as a brief analysis, I'd like to share it, and hopefully ones and ones, you know, can take some notes and apply it to this chapter for the Shabbat day. This is the chapter, basically, the main chapter, the focal point, the Ha'azinu, 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 to give ear. That's the key word, the first words. And he says here, a brief analysis from this not altogether unnecessary digression, he writes, about date and authorship. We return to the scripture itself. Like we said in that first part, did Moshe write this song? He goes into that about the date, the authorship, what different ones say, and disproving it with some very sound and right, yea, and amenable arguments. But then he returns right here at the end of the introduction to the scripture itself, and he writes, and first let us take a brief glance at the contents as a whole. Let's take a brief glance at the contents. What is contained in Ha'azinu? What is contained in chapter Nun Gimel? Right? When we say chapter, we're saying the Parsha Nun Gimel, the 53rd sabbatical reading and feeding from chapter 32. What is contained? So taking a glance of the contents as a whole, holistically, as a whole, it is not always possible to indicate with certainty, he writes, the divisions and transition points in this sublime song. But as far as I can see, the whole divides itself into six strophes, right? Strophes of unequal length. Strophes. So he has six parts, and in reading over it and meditating on it, I say that I give thanks. Give thanks, David, Dawid, right? Dawid, David, you know, for this and for this work as we share it, you know, with others and recommend them to your labor of love here and just share some highlights. He says he divides the Song of Moses into six strophes, right? Like six, you could say, parts. We see it more as seven. And in a sense, because of his brief analysis and going over it, and head resting and taking, you know, the meditation moments, we saw the seventh part. And the seventh part, we'll point it out. First of all, let's just go over his six parts of the Song of Moses here from Deuteronomy chapter 32. The first part, after the exordium, which is verses 1 and 2, the inspired singer sets forth the theme in verses 3 to 6. Vis-a-vis, what is the theme? The theme is the absolute perfection of Jehovah in his character, Christ in his kingly character, in his character and all his ways, and the perversity and the ingratitude of his people. And we'll say, both his people, are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? So that's the first part right there. Right? Now, in the second, he says, the second part, so the first part would be, he labels it as verses 1 to 6. Then the second part, the second strophe, is the theme. He said, this theme is illustrated by what Yahuwah, what Jehovah did for his people vis-a-vis A, in their election and high calling, namely verses 7 to 9, and B, what he did for them in the wilderness, namely verses 10 to 12, and C, what he did for them in the land, which is verses 13 and 14. Thirdly, the third strophe. In the third strophe, or strophe, the theme, especially the second part, which is the perversity and apostasy or the falling away of Israel. And we apply this particularly to the Hebrew or the so-called N-word. It's illustrated by what Israel, Israel, did against Elohim in applying the prophecy, what Israel, Ethiopia, did against his divine majesty, Israel then, and we say Ethiopia now, against Elohim. And this is verses 15 to 18. This is the third strophe. In the fourth strophe, it sets forth the fearful and the dreadful judgments which would come upon Israel in consequence of their apostasy, namely verses 19 to 25. The fifth strophe, it sings of mercy, of loving kindness, and of judgment, Elohim's wrath against Amor, against his Hizbul, against his people, will not burn forever, nor will he suffer them to be utterly destroyed. From the pleadings in this section, Jah's unceasing yearning for his disobedient, for his gainsaying people may be inferred in verses 26 to 33. Now the last strophe he has as verses 34 to 43, and this is what he calls the apocalyptic, right? The apocalypse from the Koine Greek word, the unveiling, right? The unveiling in character. And it sings of the last solemn event of the present age vis-a-vis Jah's final interposition on behalf of Amor, on the behalf of Hizbul, on the behalf of his people, on behalf of Jah people, the judgments to be poured out on the enemies of Elohim, of Ha-Elohim, and of Yisrael. So judgment is to be poured out on the enemies of Jah and Yisrael, all culminating in the great climax to the whole. Quote, rejoice, O ye, O y'all goyim, O y'all nations. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will make expiation for his land, for his people. Now, I mentioned that David Barron, in his work and introduction here in Israel in the Plan of God, in his brief analysis at the end of the first chapter on the introduction, he says that, taking a brief glance at the contents, he says that it's not always possible to indicate with certainty the divisions and transition points in this sublime song, and that is true. We are the divisions. We are the transitions from one part to the next. But as far as he could see and what he laid out right here, the whole song, the song of Moses, for this parsha, this 53rd sabbatical study and sabbatical strong, the sabbatical strong, into six parts of unequal length. And we received that. Yet in the study, the small still voice brought out the seventh part. So he has six parts, and it was right there in the first part. The first part, in the first strophe of the six strophes that David Barron lays out for the Song of Moses, Ha'azinu, in the first part he says, after the exordium, the exhortation, like the build-up, right? The exhorting, the build-up, the exordium. And the exordium is verses 1 and 2. He says, the inspired singer sets forth the theme in verses 3 to 6. So from his point of view, he has six strophes. The first one is verses 1 to 6. We say, actually, we see 7. We could look at it the way it is within the sabbatical synagogue Torah, within the Chumash, looking at the aliyahs, you know, the seven aliyas, we can look at it like that. But if we follow this thematic, you know, thematically, the first two verses, the exordium, of course, one will say, oh, but the other parts have more verses. It's not the more verses, it's what is said in those two verses. What is said in those two verses, and he even brings it out more within his work where he gets into the second chapter of Israel and the Plan of God in the exposition. In the exposition, he has, and I shared some of this on the TJIF, and thank God, it's Friday, just previous, near the full of the podcast and the broadcast, from the 21st, you know, 9-21st, 2018 in the season, this time. But he lays it out right here. We had went through it, and it was the first two verses, the exposition, and then he goes to the glorious name, which really brings forward the third verse. And the third verse, he gives a good treatment of the so much within so few, but yet powerful words concerning the name, concerning Hatzor, the rock, and the rock connection with the name, and Moshe proclaiming the name. And at the first two verses, in and of themselves, yes, is a exordium, or like an exhortation, a build, but it's an important build. And just to rehearse just a portion of this right here, the give ear, the ha'azinu, give ear ye heavens, ha'shamayim, and I will speak, wa'adaberra, I will speak, and let the earth, where tishma'a ha'aretz, imreifi, and let the earth hear the imreifi, the words of my fi, my pi, my pi, my mouth, my doctrine. You see, that's the key word right there. Likhi, likhi, likhi. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech, imrati, my speech shall distill as the dew. And he goes into this in brief. Little, but it's talawa, tinish gin talak, no. He goes into the heavens and the earth had already again and again been called by Moses in this book as witness of Jah's righteous dealing with Israel and of the sorrows and calamities which would come upon them in consequence of their apostasy or their falling away. Let's keep in mind that when we're speaking in this present time, this dispensation concerning Israel, we're speaking and we should be speaking and seeking that fulfillment of the word and hear what the prophets say, Amos 9 and 7, are ye not as the children of Ethiopians to me, O children of Israel? So Israel, first up as that example, but in these latter days and times, how it's applicable to the other people of that Al-Kidan, of that word agreement, of that berit, of that covenant. Thus in the fourth chapter, he said, in the fourth chapter of Deuteronomy, Moshe said, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that when y'all shall have turned away from Jah into idolatry, y'all shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereto y'all go over Jordan to possess it. That's in Deuteronomy 4 and 26. And in chapter 30 and 19 of Deuteronomy, he says, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that I have set before thee life and death, the blessing and the curse. So also in chapter 31, 28, we read, assemble to me, I assemble to I all the elders of your tribes, that I may speak these words in their ears and call heaven and earth to witness against them. In like manner does the prophet Yeshaya, Isaiah, echoing the words of Moshe, begin his inspired lamentation against Israel in the first chapter of his prophecy, where he says, hear, O heavens, Hashemayim, and give ear, O earth, Ha'aretz, for Yahuwah, Jehovah, hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Now, the word for my doctrine in the second verse, so we see the first two verses as the first strophe, the exordium, right? And then following what David Barron has laid out in his work, the other six strophes. So we basically take the first strophe, right, that he had with verses, I think was 1-6, but pointing out the exordium of verses 1 and 2 and going through the first words, the Hebrew first words, and looking at it and seeing within those first two verses the beginning, right? And you have to get those two verses, the beginning. It's like the groundation right there, right? Because in the second verse, he says, Ya erof, ka matar likahi, my doctrine shall drop, shall drop as the rain. As the rain, as the rain. And the Chumash, it says something interesting here. As the rain, as the dew. The Torah, the instruction, direction is life to Yisrael, to the man who sees El, the true good, the true God. Yashav El, the upright of El, as rain is to the wall. But whereas rain is troublesome to wayfarers, rain is a trouble, is troublesome to wayfarers and others, Moshe, he adds, as the dew. Why? Well, Rashi says, and others, and we somewhat agree with this, because the dew is acceptable to all. Just as rain and dew do not fall in the effect of fertilizing the soil, so praise Moshe, may his words find receptive minds among Yisrael. In other words, rain and the dew do not fail, Slika, do not fail in their effect of fertilizing the soil. So is the prayer of Moshe, that his words may find receptive minds, I would say hearts and minds among Yisrael. That this is his prayer, but the rain and the dew seems to have fallen short based on the history that this psalm prophesies the end from the beginning. So he uses the word likachi. Likachi is an interesting word. Is that from lacha? Laka? Let's get this word right here. Likachi. 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 Alright? Likachi. Likachi. My, it's translated as my doctrine. Right? My doctrine. Now, there's other words that could have been used for doctrine, so we should zoom in, and David Byron did this here as well, zoom in on what likachi is all about. What is likachi, right? My doctrine. From the H3948, likachi from lekach, 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 right? Likachi. Likachi is learning, teaching, insight. Likahi is instruction as object. Likahi is teaching as the thing taught. Likahi from lakach is the power, the teaching power. Likahi, teaching power, is persuasiveness, persuasion. And Avuna Negusana has so said, our father, our king, Abinu Melkenu, that civilization is persuasion. Persuasion over force, lekach. So when he says likachi, David Byron writes, the word for my doctrine, the second verse, is likachi. Literally, that which I receive. This is how he brings it out. This is very significant. It indicates that what he is about to declare is not his own, but is first communicated to him from above. On this, there's a learned writer that has well observed, everything that comes down from the Father of Lights is handed on by one heavenly messenger, one heavenly messenger, angel, to another angel, messenger, until it falls or it reaches upon the heart of man in just that form in which he can best receive it. The Bein Elohim, Chaim, the Son of the Living Power, the Son of God, says, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. Of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, the Memphis Kedus, he says, he shall receive of mine and shall shew it, seen to you. While the apostles teaching, quote, words which the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, teacheth. So this connection right here with lekach, the root of likahi. Now, he says receive, something received. Right, something that is received mentally, instruction, whether on the part of the teacher or the hearer, also in an active, right, there's an active, there is footnote, active and sinister sense, in inveiglement. I got to look up that word, inveiglement, inveiglement. Once again, inveiglement. Doctrine, simply put, learning. One could say fear speech, but this word, lakach, the H3948, that's connected with likachi, translated as my doctrine, has a root in H3947. So let's go there. Lakach. So we have lekach and lakach. Lakach or lakach as a verb is to take. Lakach is to take. Lakach is to get. Got it? Lakach is to fetch, lay hold of. Lakach is to seize, to receive in that sense of to seize, lay hold of. Lakach is to acquire. Lakach is to buy, to bring, marry, take a wife. Snatch, take away. Lakach. Lakach. nuance from lekah. So as a primitive Hebraic root, and in its verbal form, lakach, lakach, means to take in the widest variety of apps of application, sometimes translated as accept, bring, buy, carry away, draw, fetch, get, enfold, in a sense of many, mingle, place, receive, reserve, seize, send for, take. But the idea of take, very prominent, to take away, taking or to take up, also to use, also to win. So what's interesting is to receive, but the sense of it is not passive. When one hears the word receive, it's like, whoa, wait for it. You're going to receive it. While the receive here is like, you get it, you got it, my doctrine, this teaching, right, that which he has received, right, that which he has also laid hold of and taken, right, and taken away, you know, and take hold of, right, the word can be used in the sense of to take hold of oneself as well, right, to take hold of, to lay hold on, as we said within the first instance, to take, to get, you get it, to fetch, to lay hold of, to seize, in that sense of to receive, in that sense of to acquire, also used in some context to buy, to bring, to marry, to take a wife, to snatch, to take away, to take in hand, to take and to carry along, to take from, to take out of, to take, to carry away, to take to or for a person, to procure, to get, take possession of, to select, to choose, to take in marriage, to receive in that context, to accept, to take up, to take upon, to put upon, to fetch, to take, to lead, to conduct, to take, to capture, to seize, to take, to carry off, to take, also in the context, to take vengeance. But this is the context here, and the overarching point is that it is to receive that which I have received, but that which I have received because I was not just passive, I was active in the receptivity. That's the sense. As, for example, if it rains on the earth and the soil is too hard and compacted, the water will just wash off over the earth. It won't go in. See, so what has to be done in preparing the earth during the, you know, the agricultural, proper agricultural times, that the earth has to be broken up, right? It has to be broken up. You have to turn over the crops of the land, and you have to plow it up. You have to prepare it, right? That ground, the groundation. You have to prepare it so that when the rains and the dew, the earth can be in that receptive way that she can take, she can receive. Your soul got to be able to take and receive. So there's a fitness in the Divrei Elohim, the oracles of Elohim, the word of Elohim, being likened to rain and dew because, like the refreshing showers, it also comes from above to revive and to fructify, to cause fruit, fructify the heart of those who are ready to receive it, not just in a passive sense, but in an active sense, to receive it. Right, so the second verse stands in closest relation to the third, right? And David Barron said he thought that this is to be rendered as an invocation. This here, these opening verses, the exposition, we agree, the exordium, the first two verses. And this is why we say that it would be the opening first part, and the rest that follows, following along the six other parts, would be the six parts of the Song of Moses, beginning with this invocation. Almost an invitation, invocation, invoca. It's invoca, 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 invoice, invoicing an invitation, an invite. Let my doctrine drop as the rain and my speech distill as the dew. For it is the name of Jehovah that I proclaim. This now glides into the third verse, for it is the name. For I will proclaim the name of the Yahweh. It is the glorious theme which inspires him with longing desire and with a certain enabling to be eloquent. So here, just an overview of the 53rd parsha, the Nun Gimel in the Hebrew, 53rd parsha, Ha'azino, fifth book of Moshe, of Moses. Moses, his farewell exhortation, prophecy, telling the end from the beginning. And here we are at the end, so let's recall as it was in the beginning, 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 in the beginning.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What the...
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The home place is due for...
What does His Divine Majesty say to I and I and we in the beginning?
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important,
Sister Aisha of King Selassie. Yes, I, the thunder, the rain, the earth receiving the rain, his doctrine, the teaching like rain, have to prepare the ground, prepare the soil to receive. come again. Another Moses and another Moses, but we have the song right here of Moses. Little dub right here. Here we're gonna write up with today's daily Psalm 101, 101, 101st Psalm. Very, very interesting Psalm. And this is a Psalm that His Majesty chanted on Coronation Day, the acceptable year of the Lord, November 2nd, 1930. Yes, so Willows will send another Moses classic. Otherwise.
There's a story about when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites. He asked the one of the guys to come and draw. And he said, I want to see what the redeemer is going to look like. And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see. He says, no, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about. But it was. The point is, Moses had to work on himself. Moses had the ability to be an animal. You know, the what do you say? The nadir of moral depravity. He had that ability to go to the lowest part that a human being can go to, because he also had the ability to go to the highest part. So a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think being good is just like an automatic thing. Yeah, I'm a great person, so either you're great or you're not. No. A bad person can actually be a tzaddik. He just has to work on himself.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Jaja said to Moses, go down there to free them.
So right here, here, Moses, the subject matter, the song of Moses right here for this 53rd sabbatical study for Ha'azino, for Shabbat Ha'azino, Sendet Adimto, Adimto. Like to give ear, but like to pay attention. Has a sense of broaden the ear, pay attention. The link with Moses and the Mashiach, the Messiah. We have that, a prophet. You raise up a prophet like unto Moses. Now, here, many see that fulfillment also in the Word, you know, the Word made flesh and Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos. But here, I noticed this interesting in His Majesty's Autobiography, Book 1, that was commissioned to be translated by Edward Uhlendorf, the Autobiography of Emperor Haile Selassie I, or Haile Selassie I, He Wate Anaya Ethiopia, Remja, My Life, He Wate Anaya, the Ethiopia of Ethiopia, Remja, Ethiopia's Progress, 1892 here, this part to 1937. Actually, there's three parts to it. So far, two of them are publicly known, right? But there's three parts of the autobiography. Now, what's interesting is in the postscript. Here, the postscript that Edward Uhlendorf wrote circa November 1975, you know, after, you know, a lot of the bone lies and this and that, you know, the conspiracy against his divine majesty that occurred at that particular time. But he writes this right here. He says, thus a life has ended of which, then open parentheses, he says, like Moses. So here he knew, you know, say a personal relationship or personable relationship with Karmawi Nagus Nagas. So here he says, he writes his postscript after the translation and thing had come forward, wrote his postscript in November 1975. Couple of months after the godless and creeping coup and the bone lies and so forth and so on. But like Moses, he says in Deuteronomy chapter 34, quote, no man knoweth his sepulcher to this day. And until his last days, as Uhlendorf writes, here quoting the scripts, his eye, speaking of Moshe from the scripture and comparing Moses with Karmawi Nagus Nagas, Karmawi Haile Selassie, his eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated, end quote. And it closes off here with saying, those of us who really knew the man and the king will long mourn the passing, he says, of Haile Selassie, for there will not arise in Ethiopia anyone quite in his image. But this point he makes here concerning a prophet like unto Moshe, and we all know or should know of those prophecies circa the godless creeping coup and before the nations, you know, the League of Nations that came to pass in the 5 years to the very day. You know, so many of the signs even right there, according to the prophecy. So, of course, we know theologically the likeness of Yeshua HaMoshiach that we refer to as the King of Kings Christ, right? And also here with the likeness of Moshe, and Karmawi Nagus Nagas, Karmawi Haile Selassie, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah. Come, make a reason. Let's reason a little bit more on that. Now here, we have today's daily psalm here in the season according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And today's daily psalm is Psalm 101. Now it is recorded that this is one of the psalms that the Rastafari at that time, Nagus Tafari, King Tafari, had recited leading up to that anointing and coronation day. Both the king and the queen crowned, but the King of Kings anointed Christ in his kingly character, Moshiach, in that messianic, that king messiah character likened to David. But this psalm here is also ascribed to great King David, and it's also ascribed to the imperial majesty as that word sound. But it's an interesting psalm because in this psalm, let's just bring out this before we write up the psalm right here before another song, the song of Moses. Then we have another song in the Haftarah, that song of David in 2 Samuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 1, to chapter 1. Click it. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 to verse 51. I was thinking of Psalm. Is it Psalm 18? 18, the victory psalm of David, which is a reproduction of 2 Samuel. So 2 Samuel no doubt reflects the more original, and then when it was converted to the liturgy of Yisrael, we have Psalm 18. Basically the same psalm, but studying it in Hebrew is very interesting. We can see some of the older, more archaic forms, and then we can see the adaptation to the congregational worship of Yisrael that the psalms represents. So we have a song there, right? And also as we move forward in the Brit Chadasha. So in particular is the song, right? It's the music. And for Rastafari, precious name, that new name, you know, the people who he created for his praise, for his Isis. It's important for I and I to learn this song of Moses, and for all the artists, singers, and players, whether it's verses, you know, whether it's a certain section to adapt to music, or ones and ones that will take on the full of the song. We need more of that, as many of the first proclaimers and the previous generation that have borne witness, even the roots and the reggae being inspired by the glory of Ketamawi Haile Selassie, that is inspired by the words, the truth of the scripture, of the Bible, and in particular, HaTorah. So we're going to ride up right here with this psalm right here. Yeah, the theme is an ideal kingship. One of the themes of today's daily psalm, Psalm 101, is an ideal kingship. And then to find it correspond with the words, the chant of the King Messiah, Rastafari, a.k.a. Negustafari, Ketamawi Haile Selassie, circa coronation, acceptable year of the Lord, 1930, November 2nd, also is very, very interesting. So without further ado, let's give a first hear right here from low degrees to high degrees. So we're going to go through the KJV, right, and then also the Royal Amharic, and a verse by verse, right, in the Royal Amharic, no doubt reflecting the words that His Majesty said in that pure language they turned to the people, that purified, refined language, that link right there. Yes, I, Rastafari, rise up and chant.
I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord.
Yes. So right here, look at 3-in-1 here, the English, the Hebrew, the Royal Amharic. Stay tuned for the Amharic verse by verse right here. Yes, I. Rastafari. Drum song with him.
Psalm 101. I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord.
Mizmor Kuf Aleph, Le David Mizmor. Chesed u'mishpat ashira, lecha Adonai azamera. Askila v'derech tamim, matai tavo elai, et halech v'tom levavi, v'kerev beti. Lo ashit leneged enai devar beli ya'al, aso setim saneti, lo yitbak bi. Levav ikesh yasur mimeni, ra lo eda, meloshini vaseder, re'ehu oto atzmit, gevah enayim urhav levav, oto lo uchal. Enai benemnem eretz lashevet immadi, holech bederech tamim hu yesharteni. Lo yeshev bekerev beti oseh remiya, dover shekarim lo yikon leneged enai. Labbekarim atzmit kol rish'e aretz, leachrit me'ir Adonai kol po'ale aven.
مزمور متو بك النف متو عد يداويت مزمور عبيتو مهرتهن النافر دنك أني اللهال ازمر عالو نتو منجد مما استولا وداني مشيت متعال فبيتي مكاتل بلبيك ان النتهي دال بعيني في سكفونا قرالا نور تبقتال على فيو تمت عالا اما ما لبم مال تقجاج ክፉ ከኔ በራቀ ጊዜ አላወቅሁም ባልንጀራውን በቀስታ የሚያማን እርሱን አሳደደ ባይኑ ትቢተኛ የሆነውና ልቡ የሚሳሳው ከኔ ጋር አይተባበር ከኔ ጋር ይኖሩ ዘንድ አይኖቼ በመድር ምእመን አላይ ናቸው በቀና መንገድ የሚሄድ እርሱ ያገለግለኛል ትቢትን የሚያደርግ በቤቴ መካከል አይኖርም አመጽን የሚናገር ባይኔ ፊት አይቀናም አመጻ የሚያደርጉትን ሁሉ ከእግዚአብሔር ከተማ አጠፋቸው ዘንድ የምድርን ኃጢያተኞች ሁሉ በማለዳ ገላቸዋለሁ
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
Yes, yes, yes. Some unstudied and unlearned would say, what's this likening of, you know, the man, even the Davidic king to God? Well, it's scriptural. It's even prophetic. Zechariah chapter 12, round about verse 8, says something very interesting. The house of David shall be as God.
The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first. Judah first. Judah first. Judah first. Judah first.
Conquering lion, the tribe of Judah. Judah first.
Even in Jerusalem. Even in Jerusalem. Even in Jerusalem. Even in
Jerusalem. Jerusalem. New Jerusalem.
The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first. Even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first. that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against yourselves,
against yourselves, against yourselves, against yourselves, against yourselves, against yourselves, against yourselves, against
yourselves. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God,
as God, as God, as God, as God, as God, as God,
as the angel of the Lord before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them. And the house of David shall be as God, shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord,
the angel of the Lord,
the angel of the Lord,
the angel.
So here, one more time, right here. Just a drum song alone right here with the Royal Amharic and then the verse by verse. But first this.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion. To the lion. To the lion. To the lion. In his divine being to the kings of Israel. Divine being to the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. And at times, to God. And at times, to God. And at times, to God himself.
مزمور متو بك النف متو عالي يداويت مزمور عبيتو مهرتهن النافر دنك أني اللي هالو ازمر عالو نسوه منجدن ما استول عالو وداني ما جيتمت عالو ببيتي ما كاكتل بلبيك ان النتيه دالو بعيني في تكفونا قرالا نورتو تقي تلالا فيو تنت عالو اما ما لبن مال تتنقاي كفو كان يبراك اجزي على وقو بالن جراون بك استطاع يميامان ارسونا تصدق باينو تبي تنجا يهونونا لبو يمي ساستاو كانيگار اي تمام كانيگار ينورو زند اينو اتشي بمدر مؤمن اللاينا بك انا من قد يمير انسو ياقل اقلن تبي تن يميا درق ببيتي متاكل اينورو عمت اني منا قرب عيني في تايك انا عمت ايمي ادربتن هلوك اكزيابير كتما عطفات شوزن يمدرن هات يعطيني تلو بمالدا قلات شوانو
Psalm 101 I will sing of mercy and judgment Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way For when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart, will not I suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
And here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmore Dawit Meto, Bekinfuist Meto And. Here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 101. Here, in the Ethiopic, it's numbered as Psalm 100 in the ancient scrolls, Mezmore Dawit Meto, Bekinfuist. In parentheses, we have from the Metzaf Kedus, from the Revised, the Authorized, the Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, of Garmawi Karmawi Haile Selassie. Here we have Bekinfuist in parentheses, Meto And, corresponding to the later numbering, Psalm 101. Mezmore Dawit Meto Bekinfuist Meto And. Ye Dawit Mezmor of David, a song of Dawit. Uter and verse 1. Avetu miheretna ferdin ik englehalo. I will sing of mercy and of judgment to thee, O Lord. Avetu, I father his father, O father of the house, will I sing. Avetu miheretna ferdin ik englehalo. Avetu, my father his father, O father of the house. Avetu. Meheretina, mercy and ferdin, judgment. Ikeng lehalo, ikeng, I will compose lehalo for thee, I, male, avetu. Meheretina, ferdin, ikeng lehalo. Uter hulet, verse 2. Ezemralo, nitsua, men gedunema astaulalalo. Zemralo nitsu men gedunim asatolalo. What a name! Meche timetale bebete mekakela belibeya kenete hidalo. I will behave myself in a perfect way. Oh, when wilt thou come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. Zemralo. Here, Bamarinya, in the Metzaf Kedus of Negus Neges, we have Izemralo, Izemralo, I would chant Isis, Izemralo, Izemralo, I would chant Isis, Izemralo, Nitzuh, Mengedunim, Asatolalo. I will behave myself in a perfect way, in a clean way, in a pure way. Nitzuh, Nitzuh, Mengedunim, and in the way that is clean, Nitzuh, Mengedunim, Astolalo. I will be intelligent of it. I will comprehend. I will seek to know Astolalo. Astolalo. In a direct sense, I will notice. Nitsu men gedunim astolalo. What ene? Mechetimatale. What ene? Mechetimatale. Oh, when wilt thou come to me? When wilt thou come to I? Wede, towards inne, I. Meche, when? Timetale? Meche, timetale? When will the I, male, come? Wede, inne, meche, timetale? Bebete, mekakela, belive, kine, tehedalo. I will walk, ehedalo, within my house with a perfect heart. Bebete. Bete, my house, bebete, in, upon my house, mekakel, within, bebete, mekakel, within my house, belibe, in heart, kinnet, a straightforward heart, integrity, the sense of integrity, straightforward, heartically, belibe, kinnet, ihidalo, izemralo, nitsu, mengedunim, asatolalo. What a name! Mechetimatale, bebete mekakel, belibe kinet ehedalo. Kuter source, verse 3. Be aine fita kufun negara alanorum, higa telafuochin telau. Be aine feet. Aynay, my eye, aynay, be aynay feet. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I will hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. It shall not cleave to I, be aynay feet. Kufun neger ala norhum. Higa telalafo fiwochin telau. Hig telalafiwochin telau. The aynay feet in my eye, in the presence before my eye, but aynay feet, kufun, kufu, evil, kufun, negar, evil thing, an evil matter, kufun negar, ala norhum, I will not like set up, ala norhum, an evil thing, a kufu, negar, the aynay feet, a kufun negar, ala norhum. Hig telalafuochin telau. Hig law, Torah, direction, instruction, law. Hig telalafuochin, those who transgress at telau, telahu. I hate hig telalafuochin telau. I hate the work of them that turn aside, KJV. It shall not cleave to I. Bamarinya we have, but I nay feet kofun neger ala norhum. Hig telalafuochin Telau, Kuter Arat, verse 4. Temama lebema alate teganya. Kufua kanea barake gize ala wakuhum. A froward heart shall depart from me, from I will not know a wicked person. Temama lebim, temama crooked, twisted, crooked, temama lebim, and a twisted, a crooked heart, a froward heart, ala te teganyim, will not cleave to I, ala te teganyim, kufu, evil, wicked, the wicked, the evil, ka'inne ya berake gize, ka'inne from I, berake gize, when it's far from I, ala wekuhum, I will not know, I will not be cognizant of, I will not know it, being intimate, will not know it. Ala wekuhum. Temama lebim ala tetek anyim. Kufu okane barake gize ala wekuhum. Kuter Amis, verse 5. Balinjirawina bekesta yemia yaman arsuna sadeduhu. Be ainu wat ibitenya yehonuna. Lebuwa yamiya sasau, kene gar aya tebabrim. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath a high look and a proud heart will I not suffer. Balinjarawina bekesita yamiyaman arsuna sadeduhu. Balinjarawin, one's bread companion, one's neighbor, bekesita yamiyaman. One who, bekesita, kesita, like a bow, by way of a bow, yemi yaman, to slander, arsun, him, asadeduhu, him will I drive off, or him will I persecute, the slanderer, balinjarawin, bekesita, yemi yaman, arsun, asadeduhu, be'ayne, The ainu in the eye, ainu I be ainu te ibitenya, the proud in his eye, yahonouna one who be libua yamia sasawa, libu his heart yami sasau, like greedy hearted ka inegar with me with I kenegar ayetababrim. I will not companion with the one who has a proud eye. His eye is prideful and his heart is greedy. Balinjarawina bekesta yemiyaman arsuna sadeduhu. Be ainu at evitenya yohonuna. Lebu yemisasawa kenegar aite babrin. Kuter sedist, verse 6. Kenegara yinoruzen, ainocheya bemidara mitminan lainacho, bekenamen gedye mihate, arsu yagaleglenyal, mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me, he shall serve I. Ka'ine gar with I, yinoru zen, so to dwell, I know che my eyes, bemidr in the land, in the earth, bemidr, mitmenan, the faithful, the mitmenan, mitmenan, the faithful, mitmenan lai nacho, it's upon the faithful of the land, my eye is upon the faithful of the land, so that they will dwell, will be with I. Kenegara yinoru zenda, oinoche, be midura mi'imenan lainacho. Be kena menged yemihed, arsu yagelegelenya. Be kena menged, in a straightforward way, in a straight way. Be kena, straightforward. Be kena menged, the way, a way that's straightforward. Yemihed, one who goes, one who walks, one who tries, a bekena menget, yemihate, arsu, he himself, yagaleglenya, he will serve, he will minister to I, he will serve I. Here, kuter sevat, te evitina yemiyadariga bebete mekakel ainorim. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. The proudness, that which doeth like proud things, pompous, vitina yemiyadariga, bebete, in my house, mekakel, within my house, bebete, mekakel, ainorim, will not dwell. Vitin yemiyadariga, bebete, mekakel, ainorim. Ametzin yeminager, one who speaks, he who speaks rebellion, ametzin yeminager, be'ayne feet, in my eyesight, in sight of my eye, in my eyesight, be'ayne feet, I cannot, will not remain, the one who speaks rebellion in my eyesight will not remain, te'ibitin yemiyadariga, be'beite mekakel ainorim, ametzin yeminager, be'ayne feet, I cannot, kuter cement, verse 8, Ametza yemiyadargutin hulu ka gziavir katamat afachosen. Yemidrina hat yatenyoch hulu be malada e gedlachualo. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord, from the city of Egziavir, to sustain the good, the generous, open handed our Father. Ametzah, rebellion, Ametzah, yemiyadargutin, those, they who do, hulu, all those who do rebellion, Ametzah, yemiyadargutin, hulu, ka'egziyavihar, from the sustainers, ketama, from the city of the sustainer, ka'egziyavihar, ketama, atefachozen, so that I may destroy, so that I would destroy them, yet midrin, of the land of the earth, chat yatenyoch, sinners, akas, lakas, chat yatenyoch, hulu, all sinners and akas of the land, be malada, in the malada, in the early hours, intercessory hours, early hours, be malada, like the early hours of the morning, iged lachualo, I will kill them, iged lachualo. Ametzah yemiyadargutin hulu ka'egziyavir katamat afachozen yemidrin chat yatenyoch hulu bemalada igedlachualo. And here this is said to be one of the psalms recited by Girmawi Nugus Neges by His Imperial Majesty Girmawi Haile Selassie circa Coronation Day, 2nd of November 1930. Mezmore Dawit Meto, Bekinfwista Meto And, Ye Dawit Mezmor Avetu, Meheretina Furdinik in Lahalo, Izamralo, Nitsua Mengedunim Asatolalo, Wadene Mechet Metale, Mebete Mekakella, Belibek in Nete Hidalo, Beine Fita Kofuna Negerala Norhum, Higat Lavu Ochin, Telao. Amama libima alatet agany kufua kane berak egize alawa kuhum. Balinjara winna bekesta yamiyamana arsuna sadeduhu. Be ainu at vitenya yehonuna lubu yemisasau. Kene gara ayet babur. Kene gara yenoruzen. Aino che be midura mi imenan lainacho. Bekena mengeda yemihet arsu yagele glenyal. Tebitena yemiyadarriga bebete mekapel aynorim. Ametin yeminager be ayne fita ikena. Ametza yemiyadargutin hulu ke gziyavi her katamat afachozen. Yemidrinna khatiatenyot hulu be maleda egedelachwal.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and 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 stammering lips for with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this place, speak to this place, speak to this place, speak to this place.
Mazmur Mato, Bekenef Mato Ant, Yedawit Mazmur. Abitu Mheratin and Nafirdinik and Yilhalo. እዘምራሎ ንጹህ መንገድንም አስተውላሎ ወደ እኔ መቼ ትመጣለህ በቤቴ መካከል በልቤ ቅንነት ሄዳለሁ ባይኔ ፊት ክፉ ነገር አላኖርኩም ህግ ተላላፊዎችን ጠላ ጠማማ ልብም አልተጠጋኝ ክፉ ከኔ በራቀ ጊዜ አላወቅሁም ባልንጀራውን በቀስታ የሚያማን እርሱን አሳደዱ ባይኑ ትቢተኛ የሆነውና ልቡ የሚሳሳው ከኔ ጋር አይተባበርም ከኔ ጋር ይኖሩ ዘንድ አይኖቼ በመድር ምእመናን ላይ ናቸው በቀና መንገድ የሚሄድ እርሱ ያገለግለኛል ትዕቢትን የሚያደርግ በቤቴ መካከል አይኖርም አመጽን የሚናገር ባይኔ ፊት አይቀናም አመጻ የሚያደርጉትን ሁሉ ከእግዚአብሔር ከተማ አጠፋቸው ዘንድ የምድርን ኃጢአተኞች ሁሉ በማለዳ አገላቸዋለሁ
find it difficult because the ignorance and I simplicity we use to survive the what we're doing properly that's the way through life simplicity we use to survive men find it difficult because the ignorance and out simplicity we use to survive children open up your eyes it's not the one bug of anything animosity nadim, hypocrisy, not democracy. It's nadim, lava lava nadim, but banana, vampire, evil as desire. It's just a meditation of my heart, pure and conscious thought. Be overstanding on the smart. Listen to the children speak the word and shine the lines in the dark, yeah. Simplicity we use to survive, men you find it difficult because the ignorance and I. Simplicity me used to survive. No one to know improperly. That's the way through life. Simplicity I used to survive. Children open up your eyes. Simplicity me used to survive. Burn parasites and strife. Yeah. Abide your anger. That's before. Praise Rastafari and give a worthy cause. Give us all the blessing. Give us all reward to help the poor and find it easy when them find it hard. Simplicity I use to survive. Men don't find it difficult because the ignorance and doubt. Simplicity I use to survive. I still live and love your life. Keep doing what you're doing, don't you grumble. Seed what you sow is what you reap, so be humble. Know what you're doing, you never stumble.
democracy. If not them, laba laba na them, but laba na them vampire, your evil lust desire. It's just a meditation of my heart. It's just a pure and conscious thought. Be overstanding, I tell you to be smart. Listen to the children when they speak and shine the light in the dark. Simplicity I use to survive, them to find it difficult because they're ignorant and dark. Simplicity I use to survive. Children, live and love your life. Yeah. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes, classic tune right there, Sizzla, Sizzla Kalungi with Simplicity. Yes, I, what a good tune right there. Now, Simplicity, not to get into a deeper teaching of where this word is, found in the scripture, and the translators don't really do a really good job. There's some places where simplicity is translated in the good sense, and there's some verses where it's translated to the English in a bad sense, but it's not always the same core key word, in the Hebrew, and vis-a-vis when we compare with the King of Kings Bible as well. But here's one thing that we notice is pretty firm and pretty true is when we go to the New Covenant, right, the New Covenant scriptures, we have a couple of quotes before we ride up right here on the air. Got like 12 minutes. We have the Song of Moses here for this Shabbat Ha'azinu. And the songs here, even today's daily psalm, Psalm 101, chanted by His Imperial Majesty Rastafari Ketamawi Haile Selassie Coronation Day. So we play that as a little Rhema tune. I and I, brother, and a reason. Hail up, Rastimoy, yes, I. Chaplain there, because the tune just resonated, and Sizzla's tune right there brought it forward in a new covenant sense of the King of Kings Christ. Romans chapter 12, verse 8. Or he that exhorteth to build up on exhortation, on building up. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. Simplicity here, haplotes, like with singleness, not double-hearted, double-minded, singleness, sincerity, mental honesty, the virtue of one who is free from pretense and hypocrisy, not self-seeking, openness of heart, manifesting itself by generosity. So here, Romans 12 and 8, context of simplicity. Right? The good sense, the true sense, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that sheweth mercy with cheerfulness. 2 Corinthians 1 and 12. For our nine rejoicing, here coming to the season, even the reason for the season, Sukkot, the feast of I and I joy, the feast of I and I, I and I liberation, I and I rejoicing, a season of joy right here. 2 Corinthians, looking forward to the first light service, just to begin to get in some of the basics of the 7 days of rejoicing, the days of tabernacle, ingathering, booths here at the end of the year. But 2 Corinthians 1 and 12 again, for I and I rejoicing is this, the testimony of our I and I conscience, that in simplicity, and here the word is the same, the Koine Greek word haplote, singleness, sincerity, mental honesty, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshy, carnal wisdom, but by the grace of Hailahim, by the grace of the Gziali Hidusena, we have had our conversation, I and I tried it, in the world, and more abundantly to you, to your word, 2 Corinthians 8 and 2. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded to the riches of their liberality.
2 Corinthians 9:11, 9:11, 2 Corinthians, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness that causes through us, through I and I, thanksgiving, Torah, L'Elohim, to the power, the Almighty, the true good, the true God. 2 Corinthians 11:3. Just to seal up right here on the true context of simplicity. We say the good sense, you know, knowledge of good and evil. Well, here's the good sense. Word, sound, power. 2 Corinthians 11:3. But I fear, Paul here, phobeo. I'm put to flight by terrifying. Something just troubles us. Right? Unless by any means as the serpent in the hush, as the Ibar beguiled Hawa, Haywan, Eve, the soul of humanity, through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity, same word, haplotes, singleness, sincerity, mental honesty, that is in Moshiach, that is in Christ, in the anointed. So here, just to, you know, elucify on that. In the Old Testament, sometimes they don't translate the word consistently. You know, there is different senses of what they translate generally as simplicity in the Old Testament scripture. We'll pick up on that. But here, let's begin off right here. Got 7 minutes to the grace period here. Looking forward to the eve of the Sukkot, coming up the first light, first day on the calendar Gregorian. That would be 10-9 or October 9th. So we're looking for the Sunday, first day service coming forward. But here the bracha, before the reading of HaTorah coming forward. In these couple of minutes here, let's just put this into context here, what we will be staying tuned for. The Torah reading, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 1 to 52, Song of Moshe. We have the prophet's reading, the Haftarah, 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 22, verses 1 to 51. In the Brit Chadash, the renewed covenant, new covenant reading, Adis Kidan, we have the epistle to the Romans, chapter 10, focus verses 14, chapter 10, verse 14 to chapter 11, verse 12. So a brief, the Torah outline, Deuteronomy chapter 31, right? We have like verse 30, the Song of Moshe, right? Here, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 48, Moshe's death, his passing, his death foretold. The portion outlined from the prophets, we have 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1. We have Dawid, a Song of David. So we have a song here of Moshe, right, and also of David, his song of thanksgiving, of Tawada, of Torah, Bamarinya, Nimhark, of Miskan, of thanks and praise, of Isis, his song of thanksgiving, also his victory song. This Torah portion reading and feeding 53rd here on the cusp preceding the seventh of the seven appointments, the feast, the festival of tabernacles, of ingathering. The portion commentary here for Ha'azinu brought in the ear, give ear. Heavens, the heavens and the earth and the earthly plane. The rain and the dew. Rain and dew. Heavens and the earth. The thought for the Shavua right here. Rav Yehuda, Judah, he has said, quote, the day when rain falls is as great as the day when HaTorah was given. As it is said even in Deuteronomy, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 2, quote, let my teaching drop as the rain. When Moshe said teaching, we zoomed in on that from the David Barron book, Israel and the Plan of God, like to, you know, pick up on that, fulfill, full of full, Israel and Ethiopia in the plan of Ha'elohim, of the Elohim, of the true good, the true God. But that you zoomed in there on that, the word teaching, lachi, 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 right? What does that mean, Chaverim? Moses said teaching. He meant Torah.
he meant Jah's direct instruction. As is said of HaTorah, right? Let me put it, bring it out a little more full and living color. As is said of her, right, of she, HaTorah, Torah HaZot, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 2, for I give you sound teaching, sound healthy teaching, sound teaching. Do not abandon Toratai, my Torah. So the commentary, just a brief commentary, Moshe, he begins his song, the song of Moshe, by calling up on the heavens and the earthly plane, as witnesses to his teaching. He says, give ear, ha'azinu, to the Shemayim, to the heavens, and make I speak, let I speak, adabra, abra, right? Kadaver, right? But adabra, adabra, word, sound, and power to speak. And may the earth, you know, may she hear the words of my mouth. So here, here, brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, let's ride up, ride up, ride up right here. Brief intro right here, right? Briefly right here. World shall see, same sight. Give ear, give ear.
Rastafari is Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are from the country, land of Judah, Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are from the country, land of Judah, Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are from the country, land of Judah, Judah. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. Nebraka Yesai, Eliyim Torah.
Barku et Yahuwah Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol HaAmim Unatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and for Iva. Bless art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Live by the Torah and the wicked are going to crumble. Babi Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by Babi Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked are going to crumble.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
help.
Blessings of the Torah before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvara. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bekarbenu Mebo Hamayim Benutan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Yahweh Notein Ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Bless this Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Moses therefore wrote this song the same day and taught it the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge and said, Be strong and of a good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with thee. And it came to pass, when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, saying, Take this book of the law, and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there for a witness against thee. For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against the Lord. And how much more after my death? Gather unto me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, and call heaven and earth to record against them. For I know that after my death ye will utterly corrupt yourselves, and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days, because ye will do evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. Chapter 32. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do ye thus requite the Lord, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father that hath bought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the waste, howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields, and he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock. Butter of kine, and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs, and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat. And thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxen fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God. To gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them, because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in mine anger, and shall burn unto the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischiefs upon them. I will spend mine arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger, and devoured with burning heat, and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them, with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword without, and terror within, shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also, with the man of gray hairs. I said I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, Our hand is high, and the Lord hath not done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase 1,000, and 2 put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them, and the Lord had shut them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom, and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall, their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of asps. Is not this laid up in store with me, and sealed up among my treasures? To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. For the Lord shall judge his people, and repent himself for his servants, when he seeth that their power is gone, and there is none shut up or left. And he shall say, Where are their gods, their rock in whom they trusted, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices, and drank the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you, and be your protection. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill, and I make alive. I wound, and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven, and say, I live forever. If I whet my glittering sword, and mine hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies, and will reward them that hate me. I will make mine arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captives, from the beginning of revenges upon the enemy. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. And Moses came and spake all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Hoshea the son of Nun. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. And he said unto them, Set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe to do, all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And through this thing ye shall prolong your days in the land, whither ye go over Jordan to possess it. And the Lord spake unto Moses that selfsame day, saying, Get thee up into this mountain Abarim, unto Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho. And behold the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for a possession. And die in the mount whither thou goest up, and be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother died in Mount Hor, and was gathered unto his people. Because ye trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin, because ye sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. Yet thou shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go thither unto the land which I give the children of Israel. Chapter 33. And this is the blessing, 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 and this is
I'm going to testify. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shabbat Shalom, Chavarim. Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of the Sefer Devarim, 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 the book, the cipher of the words, 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 of the words. Devarim, Devarim, fifth book of Moshe, of Moses, the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, for this 53rd weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding in I, annual Rastafari sabbatical studies, and for this Shabbat strong, Ha'azinu. Give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear. Picking up with chapter 32, the song of Moses. Ha'azinu, give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as a small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Yahweh Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, the name of Egziab-Her, the sustainer, the good father. Ascribe ye greatness to Eloheinu, to I and I Elohim. Hatzor, he is the rock. Hatzor, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. El Emunah, the El, the good, the God of truth. A God of faithfulness, a God of the true faith and without iniquity. Just and right is he, is he, is he, is he, is he. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do you all thus requite the Yahweh? O foolish people and unwise, is not he thy father that hath begotten thee? Hath he not made thee? And establish thee? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will shew thee, I, thy elders, and they will tell thee, I. When Elyon, the Most High, divided to the nations, the Goyim, their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the B'nai Yisrael, according to the number of the sons of Israel, according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Yahweh's portion is Amo, his Zbul, his people. Yaakov, Jacob, is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the waste, howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple, he shone the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Yahweh alone did lead him, and there was no strange Elohim, no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of keen and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat, and thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxen fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook Elohim, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock, Hatzor, the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to zealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed to devils, not to Elohim, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not, whom your patriarchs respected not, of the rock Hatzor that begot thee. I, thou art unmindful and hast forgotten Elohim, the true good, the true God that formed thee. I. And when the Yahweh saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. They have moved me. They have moved I to jealousy, to zealousy, with that which is not Elohim. They have provoked I to anger with their vanities. And I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in mine anger, and shall burn to the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischiefs upon them. I will spend mine arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger, and devoured with burning heat, and with bitter down destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them, with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword without and terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also with the man of gray hairs. I said, I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men, from among humanity. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries would behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and the Yahweh, he who be we be, have not done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Yahweh had shut them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall. Their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of asp. Is not this laid up in store with me, with I, and sealed up
among my treasures? To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. For the Yahweh shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he seeth that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left. For he shall say, where are their gods, their rock in whom they trusted, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drink the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God Elohim with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever, forever. If I wet my glittering sword and mine hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies and will reward them that hate me and reward them that hate I. I will make mine arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captives from the beginning of revenges upon the enemy. Rejoice, O ye nations, O ye goyim, with his people, with Amo, his boo, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and will render vengeance to his adversaries and will be merciful to his land and to Amo, to his boo, to his people. And Moshe came and spake all the Debarim, the words of this song, in the ears of Ha'am, the people, he and Hoshea, the son of Nun. The exhortation, verse 45. And Moshe made an end of speaking all these words to all Yisrael. And he said to them, set your hearts to all the words which I testify among you this day, which ye, y'all, shall command your children to observe to do, all the words of this law, all the words of this Torah. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And through this thing, through this thing, through this thing, ye, y'all, shall prolong your days in the land whitherwayah y'all go over Jordan to possess it. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe that selfsame day, Lamor, saying, get thee up into this mountain, Abarim, to the Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho, and behold, the land of Canaan, behold the land of Canaan, which I give to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, for a possession. And die in the mount whitherwayah thou goest up, and be gathered to thy people, as Aharon Achikah, Aaron thy brother, died in Mount Hor, and was gathered to his people. Because ye, y'all, trespass against me, against I, among the Bnei Yisrael, among the children, the sons of Israel, at the waters of Meribah Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, because ye, y'all, sanctified I not in the midst of the Bnei Yisrael, because y'all set I not apart, sanctified, made I holy in the midst of the children of Israel. Yet thou shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go thither, there, to the land which I give the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children
of Israel.
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 Israel. Israel.
Kabur la kalu, kabur dinsu, kabur la hailu, glory to the word, glory to the sound, glory to power, kabur la binu, la malkeinu, la karmawi, hail salasi, b'shem Yeshua, ha, Moshiach. The baraka, the blessing, after reading, ha, Torah. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu, melek ha'olam, asher natan lanu, Torah emet, v'chaye olam nata betocheinu. Baruch Ata Adonai, Notin Ha Torah. Bless art thee, I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam, Sovereign King of the Universe, Universal King, Universal King, who has given I and I, given us a Torah, instruction, direction of truth. Torah Emet, implanting within us, within I and I, eternal life. Blessed are the I, O Adonai, who gives Ha Torah.
Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear.
Fire hot.
Indeed.
Fire hot. Fire hot. Fire hot. Fire hot.
Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look in sight. You have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel.
So here, 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 we'd like to ride out with this one chapter, give an ear, a hear to the Hebrew. Going along with KJV, Scofield Study Bible, King James Version, looking at the Hebrew, there's enough more to reason on right here. But here, first ear, give ear, hear for the Hebrew.
Hebrew, 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 boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, 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 boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai.
Parashat Ha'azinu, Sefer Devarim, Perek Lamed Bet.
Ha'azinu ha'shamayim va'adabbera, v'tishma ha'aretz imrefi. Ya'arof kam matar likhi, tizal katal imrati, kis'irim ale deshe, v'chirvivim ale esev. Kishem Adonai ekra, havu godel l'elohenu, ha'tzur tamim po'olo, כי כל דרכיו משפט, אל אמונה ואין עוול, צדיק וישר הוא. שיחת לו לא בנה מומם, דור עיקש ופטלטול. הלא אדוני תגמלו זאת, עם נבל ולא חכם, הלא הוא אביך קנך, הוא עשך ויכוננך. זכור ימות עולם, בינו שנות דור ודור, שאל אביך ויגדך, זקניך ויאמרו לך, בהנחל עליון גויים, בהפרידו בני אדם, יצב גבולות עמים למספר בני ישראל, כי חלק אדוני עמו, יעקב חבל נחלתו, ימצאהו בארץ מדבר, ובתוהו ילל ישימון, יסובבנהו יבוננהו, יצרנהו כאישון עינו, כנשר יעיר כנו, על גוזליו ירחף, יפרוס כנפיו יקחהו, יישאהו על עברתו. אדוני בדד ינחנו, ואין עמו אל נחר. ירכיבהו על בומותי ארץ, ויוכל תנובות שדי, וינקהו דבש מסלע, ושמן מחלמיש צור, חמאת בקר וחלב צון, עם חלב קרים, ואלים בני בשן ועתודים, עם חלב כליות חיטה, ודם עיניו תשתי חמר. וישמן ישורון ויבעת, שמנת, עבית, כסית, ויתוש אלוה עשהו, וינבל צור ישועתו. יקניאוהו בזרים, בתועבות יכעיסוהו, יזבחו לשדים, לא אלוה, אלוהים לא ידעום, חדשים מקרוב באו, לא שערום אבותיכם. צור ילדך תשי, ותשכח אל מחוללך, וירא אדוני וינאץ מכעס בניו ובנותיו, ויאמר, אסתיר אפני מהם, אראה מה אחריתם, כי דור תהפוכות המה, בנים לא אמון בם, הם כנאוני בלא אל, כי עשוני בהבליהם, ואני אקניאם בלא עם, בגוי נבל אכעיסם, כי אש קדחה ואפי, ותיקד עד שאול תחתית, ותאכל ארץ ויבולה, ותלהט מוסדי הרים. אספה עליהם הוראות, חיצי אכל לבם, מזרעיו ולחומי רשף, וכתב מרירי, ושן בהמות אשלח בם, עם חמת זוחלי עפר. מחוץ תשקל חרב, ומחדרים אמה, גם בחור גם בתולה, יונק עם איש שיבה. אמרתי, אף אהם אשבית מאנוש זכרם, לולי כעס אויב אגור, פן ינקרו צרמו, פן יאמרו, ידנו רמה, ולא אדוני פעל כל זאת. כי גוי עובד עצות המה, ואין בהם תבונה, לו חכמו ישכילו זאת, יבינו לאחריתם. איך ירדוף אחד אלף ושניים יניסו רבבה, אם לא כי צורם מחרם, ואדוני הסגירם. כי לא חצורנו צורם, ואויבינו פלילים, כי מגפן סדום גפנם, ומשדמות עמורה, ענבמו עינבי ראש, אשקלות מרורות למו. חמת תנינים ינם, וראש פתנים אכזר, הלא הוא כמוס עמדי, חתום באוצרותי. לי נקם ושילם, לעת תמות רגלם, כי קרוב יום אדם, וחש עתידות למו. כי ידין אדוני עמו, ועל עבדיו יתנחם, כי יראה כי אוזלת יד, ואפס עצור ועזוב. ואמר, אלוהמו, צור חסי ובו. אשר חלב זבחם או יאכלו, ישתו ין נסיכם, יקומו ויעזרוכם, יהי עליכם סתרה. ראו עתה, כי אני הוא ואין אלוהים עמדי, אני אמית ואחיה, מחצתי ואני ארפה, ואין מידי מציל. כי אשא אל שמיים ידי ואמרתי, חי אנוכי לעולם. אם שנותי ברק חרבי, ותוחז במשפט ידי, אשיב נקם לצרי, ולמשנאי אשלם. אשקיר חיצי מדם, וחרבי תאכל בשר, מדם חלל ושוויה, מראש פרעות אויב. הרנינו גויים עמו, כי דם עבדיו ייקום, ונקם ישיב לצריו, וכיפר אדמתו עמו. ויבוא משה וידבר את כל דברי השירה הזאת באוזני העם, הוא והושע בן נון. ויחל משה לדבר את כל הדברים האלה אל כל ישראל. ויאמר עליהם, שימו לבבכם לכל הדברים אשר אנוכי מעיד בכם היום, אשר תצבום את בניכם לשמור לעשות את כל דברי התורה הזאת. כי לא דבר רק הוא מכם, כי הוא חייכם, ובדבר הזה תאריכו ימים על האדמה אשר אתם עוברים את הירדן שמה לרשתה. וידבר אדוני אל משה בעצם היום הזה לאמור, עלה אל הר העברים הזה, הר נבו, אשר בארץ מואב, אשר על פני ירחו, וראה את ארץ כנען, אשר אני נותן לבני ישראל לאחוזה. ומות בהר אשר אתה עולה שמה, והאסף אל עמך, כאשר מת אהרון אחיך בהור ההר, ויאסף אל עמיו. על אשר מעלתם בי בתוך בני ישראל במי מריבת קדש מדבר צין, על אשר לא קידשתם אותי בתוך בני ישראל, כי מנגד תראה את הארץ ושמה לא תבוא אל הארץ אשר אני נותן לבני ישראל.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme.
Elect of the light of this world, remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwarpic, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
You see? The English language,
the English language.
Join your mentality,
join your mentality.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot, Aliyot, Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher bachar b'nebiim tovim Veratzah b'debreihim Haneamarim b'emet Baruch atah Adonai Habocher b'torah U'moshe abdo U'b'Israel ammo U'b'nebiei ha'emet v'atzelik. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
2 Samuel, chapter 22, verse 1 to verse 51.
Vesa ma'aba wawa le mefasa kadus ahadu amlak, and David spake to Yahweh Buruku the words of this song in the day that Yahweh had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies. Out of the hand of Shaul, and he said, Yahweh Buruku is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the Elohim of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on Yahweh, who is worthy to be praised. Buruku, so shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of wicked men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon Yahweh Buruku and cried to my Elohim, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled.
The foundations of heaven moved and shook because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire issued out of his mouth. Devoured coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. He rode upon a kerub and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. And he made darkness pavilions round about him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. Yahweh Baruch Hu thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. He sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning and discomfited them. In the channels of the sea appeared, the foundations of the world were discovered. At the rebuke of Yahweh, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils, he sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but Yahweh was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighteth in me. Yahweh Baruch Hu rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands have he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of Yahweh and have not wickedly departed from my Elohim. For all his judgments were before me. As for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him, and have kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore Yahweh have recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the forward thou wilt show thyself unsavory. In the afflicted people thou wilt save. But thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. For thou art my lamp, O Yahweh, and Yahweh will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, by my Elohim have I leaped over a wall. As for El, his way is perfect, the word of Yahweh is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is El save Yahweh? And who is a rock save our Elohim? El is my strength and power, higher, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hen's feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them, and turned not again until I had consumed them. And I have consumed them and wounded them, that they could not arise. Yea, they are all fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I may destroy them that hate me. They looked, but there was none to save, even to Yahweh Baruch Hu, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street, and did spread them abroad. Thou also hast delivered me from the strivings of my people. Thou hast kept me to be the head, the ras of the heathen, a people which I knew not shall serve me. Strangers shall submit themselves to me. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient to me. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. Yahweh liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the Elohim of the rock of my salvation. El, who avengeth me, and that bringeth down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from my enemies, thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks to thee, O Yahweh Baruch Hu, among the heathen, and I will sing praises to thy name. He is the tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David and to his seed forevermore. Amen.
Yes, 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 yes. Here, 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 segueing, fulfilling the Sabbath here. We have the Brit Chadasha moving forward to the first day service, the Sunday service. We're going to be riding out with the day one and day two for the Feast of Booths, for the Feast of Tabernacles, right here, here, here. So here we have the Brit Chadasha, okay, technology, technology. Got to try to move through this right here. Give me one moment, brothers and sisters. Bring it forward on the board. Going to ride up right here. Day one, day two, coming forward for the first day service. Coming forward for the Sunday service. So here's the baraka, the blessing before the New Covenant, New Testament reading, the Brit Chadasha.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Asher natan lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabaruch Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha, Chadish Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 53, Ha Azinu. Give ear. From the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 10, verse 14 through chapter 11, verse 12. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, with Habin, with Ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the One. Romans, chapter 10, verse 14, Yod-Dalet, verse 15, Tau-Wow. Oata Aik Yikorau El Asher Lo He Aminu Bo We Aik Aminu Bemi Shelo Shemau Et Shemau We Aik Yishmau We Ain Magid We Aik Yagidu Ki Im Shlutim Kakatub Manau Ragle Mi Baser Shalom Mi Baser To. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Yahweh, who has believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Elohim. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold, and saith, I was found of them that saw me not. I was made manifest to them that asked not after me. But to Israel he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands to a disobedient and gainsaying people. Chapter 11. But spiritual Israel is finding salvation. I say then, has Elohim cast away his people? Elohim forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Elohim has not cast away his people that he foreknew.
Know ye not what the scripture saith of Elijah, how he maketh intercession to Elohim against Israel, saying, Yahweh, they have killed thy prophets and dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of Elohim to him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. National Israel is judicially blinded. But what then? Israel has not obtained that he seeketh for, but the election has obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, Elohim has given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear, to this day. And David saith, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense to them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see and bow down their back always. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Elohim forbid, but rather through their fall, salvation is come to the Gentiles for to provoke them to jealousy. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? The Gentiles warned, for I speak to you, Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of Gentiles, I magnify mine office. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them that are my flesh, and might save some of them. Kabor Lakalu, Kabor Ladimsu, Kabor Lakhailu, Kabor Lakeramawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
yes, the basic aliyot right there for the 53rd. Of course, is more of a reason than to come forward, looking forward to the first day, Sunday service, a.k.a. Sunday service, first day coming forward. And here we're at the eve of the 7-day long one, the full of fullness, 8-day, right? Celebration, celebration known as Tabernacles, the ingathering at the end of the year. So Hag HaSukkot Sameach, a joyful feast of ingathering, tabernacle, booths, huts.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Yes! Rastafari. Yes! Rastafari.
So here, tell me who Jah Tabernacle. Here we have culture on this. Sometimes we see this tune next, we mislabel, but we know, yeah, culture tune this, Tabernacle tune right here, the season, the reason for the season, the Eve coming forward, Shavua Tov. It was a good 7 days, the Shavua, the week, the Saturday. Sabbatical, 7 days forward, the Eve coming forward right here, first day, stay tuned. Jah Tabernacle.
Jah Tabernacle, way over, all of Mount Zion. Jah Tabernacle, Jah Tabernacle. Tell me who shall abide in thy child.
abide in that tabernacle.
It's only them that have love.
Tell me who shall abide in that tabernacle.
Where his majesty lives.
Tell me who shall abide in that tabernacle.
Only them that have love. It's only them that do the work of his sincere well majesty. I shall send them in the roll of wings of Zion. It's only them and those who walk it in the road of righteousness and speak at the truth within their hearts shall enter in the whole of the whole of tabernacle of Jah. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh. Yeah,
tell me who Jah shall abide in thy tabernacle.
Oh, tell it to me.
Tell me who Jah shall abide.
Only them that have love. It's only them that willing to do the work of Jah shall go to Mount Zion and live. Only them that know the name of His Majesty and accept it to all who shall live. It's only them who care for the people and love the people and love the world. It's only them shall enter in the tabernacle full of Mount Zion. Yeah, that's why I ask in John for the things that we need, the things that we need, the things that we need in life, the things that we need in life to make a man feel comfortable.
Tell me who shall abide in thy tabernacle.
Only them who love Him.
Tell me who shall abide in tabernacle.
Tell it to me. I have something with precious for the whole wide world to listen to now. Oh, yeah, help me. I'm willing for your help. I want you help, Joe. I need a little thing. Food, clothes, and shelter, and health and strength. Love and liberty, and love and liberty. All over the land, for the people, Jah people, bo 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 bo. Tell me who Jah shall abide in thy tabernacle and go to Zion.
Oh, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah. Rastafari. Jah. Rastafari.
Striving for better, and we're not gonna stop till the battle is won and we get justice. Cause if you lose your stand, anyone will try to push you over, over and over. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win the
happy Peace of Tabernacles. Thursday service, Sunday service here for Tabernacles Eve. Coming forward, calling, tune in. Rastafari Israelite YouTube. Yes, sir.